Okay, so Patrick, this is episode number 44 of the Rewards Canada podcast, and we're calling this our lead up to summer episode, where we talk about all things summer, get listeners excited about the options of both earning points this summer, but also different ways in which they can redeem points. So let's start things off. Let me start by asking you, Patrick, what your summer plans are and where the Soyko family plans to vacation summer 2018.
We do have a week planned in Southern California, always an easy place, one of our favorite places to go. So we will be hitting up the Los Angeles area in sometime in July there. Other than that, I think, you know what, we decided we've been traveling so much that this summer we're going to spend kind of closer to home. So I think it's going to be a lot more road trips, day trips, visiting national parks like Banff and Jasper, stuff like that. So I think it's going to be kind of more of a relaxing, less flying heavy summer for us.
Excellent. Well, on our end, we'll probably pick up on that staycation theme and stay close to Ontario, some cottage country excursions, and maybe a few day trips as well. But I think one of the things you and I talked about covering off for this episode is how there are many options to certainly redeem points. A lot of folks think of the points that they accumulate and they save up for that big winter getaway trip. But there are so many great activities that you can take advantage of regardless of whatever currency you have. And maybe we could start by talking a bit about what those could look like and to get people thinking a little more outside of the box when it comes to redemption activities this summer.
You may have booked it at the end of last summer for this summer, and that makes a lot of sense for those very big trips. Maybe you're heading off to Europe or Disney World or somewhere where summer season is busy, so you need to book some stuff early. But I think having that mindset, people forget that points and miles can be very useful last minute as well. A lot of times you may be like, you know what, I got the next 2 days off for work. This is at the end of a weekend or the start of a weekend or whatever, and so you might have 4 days off. Let's see if we can go somewhere. And you're searching the sites like Expedia or other places, and flights are crazy expensive. Hotels may be expensive. And a lot of people forget that that's where you can pull a lot of value out of your points and miles, is looking for the last minute flight or hotel redemptions. A lot of hotel chains, as long as the standard room is available, you can redeem your points for them. And they may be charging an arm and a leg for the hotel, whereas the points may not be that bad. So always look at that option too. Case in point for us, one time, it was a last minute. My sister-in-law and her son wanted to fly out to Calgary from Saskatchewan. In fact, they were looking maybe later that day. And this was mid-morning. Flights were crazy expensive on both Air Canada and WestJet. Looked at Aeroplan, and they didn't have classic awards. It would have been 15,000 round trip, but they did have market fare. And the market fare were only 18,000 each per person round trip. So we booked those around, say it was 11 a.m., and they were in Calgary by 7 or 8 p.m. that night. I don't recall the exact time, but so basically, you know, within 8 hours, they had, you know, they were in Calgary, they had their flights, and that 18,000 Aeroplan miles was probably one of our better redemptions because of what they were charging cash-wise for those tickets. So that's just an experience on my end that you can use points and miles last minute. Another very famous one is trying to fly on Lufthansa first class. A lot of times they don't release first class seats for award redemption until 2 weeks before the actual flight. So it's kind of a last minute thing. So if, you know, it's July 20th and you're like, you know what, I want to go to Europe, let's go there for a week. You can look and see if Lufthansa is releasing some first class flights. If you have enough Aeroplan miles or United Miles Plus miles, you name it, any of those programs, and redeem for some of the ultimate luxury across the Atlantic Ocean. So there's always those options. Don't forget about it. Both for hotels, our flights, those are really good things to look at, and they give you a lot of value for points in most cases.
Now, you mentioned, Air, the, you know, flights and hotels and last minute deals that can be had. The other option, of course, is if you're doing some day activities and maybe you have some air miles that you want to get rid of, or some of those point programs that allow for those type of excursions. Always worth going through the catalog there as well. I know in Ontario, you know, Canada's Wonderland pops up every now and again, as do a number of parks. And so what about those programs, Patrick? Do you want to talk a little bit about those opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great opportunities too, especially in the Air Miles program. They've gotten to such a point where people find it hard to redeem for flights because they don't earn enough miles. So the Air Miles program is kind of a supplementary thing for exactly those type of things, whether it's Canada's Wonderland, even hotels, car rentals. There's so many options in that program that you can redeem for. And I know a lot of us now with the Air Miles program aren't so much about getting the most value out of it like we are your Aeroplan or maybe your credit card proprietary program where you want to try and maximize your value. It's really about getting something for those miles you've earned. And the Air Miles program, we know, is hard to earn, say, 8,000 miles for four people to fly from Toronto to, where is it, Chicago or something like that. I'm just pulling numbers out of the top of my head, but just using this as an example. But it's pretty easy to earn 500 or 600 miles where you can redeem for those park passes or something like that. That can really just, you know, keep a little extra money in your wallet and is making use of those miles that otherwise may not have been used. So Air Miles is good for that. Again, a lot of the credit card proprietary programs have these other options too, whether it's going to, you know, different parks like the amusement parks, or if it's going, you know, getting maybe a tent or something from Air Miles so you can go camping. It's about using those miles up. We always say, you know, the merchandise and those type of rewards provide lesser value, and they do. But when you're sitting on either end of the spectrum where you don't have enough miles to get the reward that you're ultimately dreaming of, or you have so many miles that you don't know what to do with them, all of these ways allow you to kind of keep extra cash in your pocket. So look at all these programs, you know, RBC rewards, membership rewards from Amex, more rewards, petrol points, SO Extra, all of them have some options out there, even redeeming for gift cards for restaurants and going to stay, you know, when you're maybe having a staycation. It's like, let's go out for a nice dinner. Maybe get yourself some Keg gift cards or something, or Cactus Club, you name it, something like that, to utilize those points that you may otherwise just be never using.
You know, it's funny. I was in the line at Loblaws over the course of the weekend, and the lady in front of me was, I guess, hosting some kind of family picnic that day, and you know, had a cart full of groceries, and in the end reached for her point card, cashed out, and looked back at all of us in line, went, now that's a great way of getting free groceries, and just walked away with a smile on her face. And again, another reminder of how you can use your points at any given time to supplement any of the entertaining you may be doing over the course of the summer holidays. So good. Is there anything else that we want to cover off by way of redemption opportunities and points this year? Any other tips that come to mind, and or things people can be doing now if they're planning a vacation, say in July or August?
Absolutely. I mean, again, like I said, don't forget about your programs last minute, but there's even these pay with points. So Amex membership rewards, you can purchase anything and redeem points against that charge now, not just travel or anything. It does come at a lower value, but again, another way to save some money. And RBC just launched it as well. And theirs is instant, like especially on Samsung devices, where if you purchase something with Samsung Pay, you'll get an option right there to use points against part of that purchase or the whole purchase if you want. Now, we haven't investigated it fully as to see what the value and what the point redemption levels and everything are, because this is really quite new news at the time of recording this podcast. So we'll investigate it more. We'll have it up on the website shortly. So check that out. So that's another option too. Apparently, it's going to be available in the RBC wallet as well if you don't have a Samsung device. So again, just more of these options. And it's the same thing that Amex did with their pay with points. The difference with Amex's pay with points is not right at point of purchase. You have to wait till the purchase posts, and then you can redeem the points against it. So that could be a day or two later. So this one is more instant, right there at the purchase. If you're using Samsung Pay, you can redeem points against that charge right away, which is another new step towards just offering more options to using those points. And like I said, we just have to wait to see what the redemption values are for that.
Excellent. Okay, Patrick, you mentioned, of course, the PC Optimum program and their partnership with ESSO. When does that partnership take effect?
You know, I saw it. So it said coming this summer. I don't know the exact date. Hopefully it's soon, because the Aeroplan partnership ended on May 31st. Trying to see where it's going to happen. They said this summer. I think initially they had said June 1st, but I don't think that is actually happening. So hopefully it will be just in time, you know, by the time everybody's out of school, that that partnership is up and running. I'd assume it should be before the end of June.
Alrighty, well, look, let's now shift our attention over to industry news, and there's a couple of things that we want to call out. The first, of course, is that we should see the Fairmont Hotels integrated their program with Accor Hotels, and that's it looks like it's going to go down in July. Accor Hotels or Accor Hotels, we're not entirely sure which. But yes, their program will be fully integrated with Fairmont and their Le Club Accor Hotels program in July. The other announcement is that August will see the combined Marriott and Starwood program fully integrated, and again, August time frame for that announcement.
Yeah, so we kind of covered, you covered the two big ones. So Fairmont, Accor or Accor, that kicks in July 2nd. And that's when all your Le Club Accor hotels benefits will start working at Fairmont Hotels, Raffle Hotels, Swiss Hotel. So of course here in Canada, Fairmont's the big one out of those three, but worldwide they have those other chains as well. And so you'll start earning points and you can start redeeming. Everything's going to be happening July 2nd. So that's the first big one. We said Starwood Marriott. They say August. We don't know if it's August 1st. There's kind of been kind of gray areas where could as well there, because they haven't really given an exact date. They just said come August. Chances are we're hoping it'll just be August 1st. That'll make it easy. And then we also just saw just this past week La Quinta and Wyndham Rewards kind of joined forces, because Wyndham bought La Quinta Hotels. Not huge for us, because they only have, I think, three hotels in Canada for La Quinta. So it isn't huge for Canadians, but it's something to be aware of, that now you can transfer points between Wyndham and La Quinta, and they have reciprocal elite benefits between the programs. They're kind of following suit with the Marriott Starwood program for these programs. Kind of more important if you're traveling to the US or Mexico. But again, if you are a member of La Quinta or Wyndham, you know, check out our site. We do talk about it there, and you can link your accounts. And if you're an elite status member in one of the programs, you can get it in the reciprocal program as well. So definitely something to check out.
All right, Patrick. So, you know, that wraps up our pre-summer get ready to travel, redeem, and earn episode. And of course, we'll ask folks that are listening and regular visitors to our website to share some of their tips and advice for how they take advantage of both redemption and earning opportunities for summer vacations. And Patrick, do you have any thoughts on other things that we'll want to cover off, at least in terms of tips for on the website as well as future episodes over the course of the summer?
So over summer, it's definitely hotel stays. There's so many hotel promotions out there, from all the major chains, even the minor chains, whether it's double points from Hilton, 750 bonus points from Starwood Marriott. There's so many promotions. Don't forget to register for them. We've always said register for every promotion out there, even if you don't, you won't know if you're taking advantage of it. Maybe you're going to go on the road and you figured you'd make it from, I don't know, Calgary to Winnipeg in a day, but by the time you get to Regina, you're too tired. It's like, okay, well, let's just jump into that Best Western. If you had not registered for the promotion before you go in, there's a good chance you won't get the bonus that they're offering. And we're speaking of Best Western. So right now, on your first stay in the summer, they give you a $20 gift card towards a future Best Western stay. Pretty good value considering the price of most Best Westerns is quite low. So you're getting a good return there, again, to use towards a future stay. So make sure you register for them. Tons of hotel promotions, easiest way to earn lots of points for those programs, and then you can convert them to airlines, use them for free nights, you name it. Make sure you use them. Hotels are always rewarding us because they're competing so much with each other, and that is one of the easiest way to earn those points. And you should do it whether you have one stay, 10 stays, 20 stays, doesn't really matter. Make sure you're trying to earn as many points as you can on them. It's quite the opposite for airlines. There's a lot less in terms of bonuses for flights. Again, make sure you're adding your frequent flyer number to your tickets so that you're earning those, at least your base miles on the flights. But there aren't very many bonuses right now. We haven't seen many for quite some time now on actual flight routes because planes are flying really full. And summer, of course, is the busiest travel season. So it's either the planes are even more full. So there's no need for airlines to entice you with bonus miles or points. There's very little there on the airline side. Finally, car rentals. Car rentals are another way to earn up a lot of points. And there's always bonuses out there. Aeroplan just launched their summer ones, triple for budget, triple for, or sorry, triple for Avis, I think, double for budget, something like that. Check it out. It's on our Aeroplan page. You can earn for those rentals. Hertz always has lots of bonus offers with their partners. Marriott has a good bonus of up to 5,000 points. United Airlines MileagePlus always has a good kind of ongoing Hertz bonus. Same with Delta SkyMiles. So many different options there to be earning on all your travel options this summer. And so you make sure you take advantage of them. Register for the offers if you have to. A lot of the car rental ones you don't. You just have to make sure you put in the proper either like PC code or AWD number depending on which company you're renting for. And that kind of covers the travel side. But then again, we come down to credit cards or other programs. This summer, a lot of people are going to be buying gas for those road trips. The PC Optimum partnership with Esso should be launching. So you can earn those PC Optimum points that lady you just mentioned at Loblaws, that she, that's a good way to get free groceries. So it's just more ways to pad your accounts for whatever programs you like to utilize.
Excellent. Well, until then, be sure to continue to check out the regular blog entries and visit rewardscanada.ca to share your feedback.
Feel free to reach out to us if you have earning stories, redemption stories. We'd love to feature you on the website. We do have contributors who've come in and told us how they've earned lots of miles or points. The latest one was ISG's Accelerate, where our regular contributor Bill Wheatley told us how many points he earned. And we'd love to hear from you guys as to how you're redeeming your points, earning your miles. If you have really interesting stories, and we actually pay for these posts as well, so maybe there's a little incentive for you. Like if you want to write for us, feel free to reach out to us, and we'd love to feature your earning stories or your redemption stories. Hotel reviews, flight reviews, you name it. If there's something you want to pitch us, feel free to reach out to us for that. And then in future podcasts, I think we may even bring on some of our readers or listeners and let them tell us what they're doing with their points and miles. Kind of like our earlier one this year about the Air Canada Signature Lounge in Toronto by bringing in one of our frequent listeners. So there's always things on the line. We're hopefully maybe get some interviews, more interviews with loyalty executives. I know there's always lots of news out there. The summer does tend to slow down a bit on the news side, but we will have, of course, the few hotel integrations. So there's going to be opportunities for us to hopefully bring people in. We have talked with Marriott in the past about getting them on the blog, on the podcast, and they're definitely interested. So maybe that'll be one of the ones we'll have over the summer.
We'll be chatting with you soon. Thanks.